punishing Saudi Arabia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Biden wants to do a week after OPEC Plus countries announced an oil production cut, telling CNN.
They're going to have to, there's going to be some consequences for what they've done with Russia.
That could drive up prices with the oil cut, which would help fund Russia's war in Ukraine. Now, the president and other G7 leaders have condemned Russian bombings this week, targeting civilian areas of Ukraine as a war crime. And he told CNN this about leader Vladimir Putin.
I think he is a rational actor who's miscalculated. Calculated significantly.
Ukraine took back five more settlements today in Kherson, one of the four regions Russia annexed, claiming they're now Russian territory, which the U.S. refuses to recognize. It's been 2 weeks since Hurricane Ian hit Florida, killing more than 100 people. And while it did the most damage where it hit first and fiercest in the Cape Coral Fort Myers area, it flooded other areas and...
Floodwaters just starting to go down slightly here in Geneva. But the National Weather Service tells us the St. John's River could be flooded until Thanksgiving. Places with the most critical impacts, like flooded homes and flooded streets, experts say most of the water could recede by the end of this month.
Connor Hansen with Fox 35 TV in Geneva. A shootout in Greenville, Mississippi has left a police officer dead, two others wounded. While in Decatur, Illinois, two officers were shot and injured at a traffic stop early this morning. The suspect also shot and wounded. In San Antonio, Texas, a fired police officer is now in custody charged with aggravated assault for shooting a teenager earlier this month. That teen was eating a burger in a car in a McDonald's parking lot.
This was a failure for one individual police officer. It had nothing to do with our policies.
Police Chief James McManus, the ex-cop James Brennan, had reported the car evaded his traffic stop the night before and he opened fire and the car drove off as he tried to get the teen to get out. The teen's critically injured on life support. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, something else President Biden told CNN last night, that there is a chance the economy will be in recession, though he says it will be a modest one. Others have said that we're in recession already after two straight quarters of negative economic growth. The president today will take a trip to Colorado.
President Biden set to designate his first national monument during a trip to Colorado. Fox News reports the site will be at the former location of Camp Hale, a training site during World War II, where soldiers of the 10th Mountain Division trained in the harsh conditions of the Rocky Mountains to prepare for combat in Italy.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures have been higher this morning. A legend of stage and screen is being mourned. From Hollywood to Broadway, Angela Lansbury has died at the age of 96.
Her voice and face, known and beloved by generations of fans, as the voice of Mrs. Potts in Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
As murder mystery writer and crime solver Jessica Fletcher in the long-running TV series Murder, She Wrote. She starred on Broadway as Mama Rose in Gypsy, as well as in Mame and The King and I. Lansbury was just 18 for her first film appearance, Gaslight. She was nominated for an Academy Award. Other films include The Manchurian Candidate.
Mother, may I ask a question?
Of course.
What are you doing here?
But it may be as the cartoon image of a teapot that Angela Lansbury may be most fondly remembered. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
In the baseball playoffs, round two started, four games, with the one in Houston the most dramatic.
Alvarez launches deep right field, and this one is gone! And the Astros walk them off in game one!
Yordan Alvarez's 3-run homer capped a comeback win on TBS. Houston beat Seattle 8-7. The LA Dodgers, the New York Yankees, Philadelphia Phillies also won. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.